All right, well, hello and welcome to the ESFFL podcast for Monday, October 19th. We come to you live tonight from Schwanksville, Pennsylvania. Actually, it's live for us. You're listening to this on a recording. But I'm delighted to have two special guests with me for today's podcast. We have Roger Johnson of the Philadelphia Fellas and Ted Sidoriak of the Collegeville House of Pain. Along with me, that gives us the three original ESFFL owners, all in one place for the first time in, what, 5 years, I think?
Probably more.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And these now are the only three people to participate in all 22 seasons of the ESFFL. So welcome, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Roger, thank you for having us.
Yes. Guys, great to be here.
Ted, thanks for the Jenny Light that we're drinking.
Commemorative case of Jenny Light.
Jeff left off in his notes that the three of us were college roommates.
Yes.
And it's been a long time since we've been drinking Jenny Ale together.
We were with Roger for his first senior year.
Yes. Senior year was a great 700.
Oh, you went there already. Right. You know, I had that set up later and everything.
Ted is jealous because senior year was a great 730 days.
Yes.
For us, it was like nothing.
Right.
It went like it was a couple days.
Visiting you with my one-year-old daughter.
Yes. Who just graduated college how many years ago?
Yeah, two. Well, a year and a half.
Year and a half ago. Yeah.
But do you realize now that we've been playing in this fantasy football league now for half our lives? Yes. Is that pretty unbelievable or what?
Wow. It's hard to imagine.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about the old days, the early days of the league. But before we go there, let's take a minute to recap the action as it relates to the game so far this week. We're getting ready for Monday Night Football here. This is our pre-game party.
Go Eagles!
So we still have the Monday night game to go for all of our three games, but I don't think it's going to have too much of an influence. The House of Pain currently have an insurmountable lead over the Louisville Sluggers at 121-104. I think you can add to it a little bit with the Eagles defense does a little bit tonight.
I doubt it.
But the Sluggers have no players in this game, so the win is on lockdown for the House of Pain. Ted, how does it feel to have won your 202nd ESFFL game? And you've opened the season 7-0.
7-0 feels good. I can't lie. Having fantasy team doing well makes life feel so much better. But I do think it's more of a tribute to the league that someone in this league actually has the opportunity to have played and won 200 games.
We've been around for like forever.
I know. Yeah. So I also feel very old. And sometimes.
Well, you are very old.
I am very old. We are very old. But no, it started out as a good season, hoping to keep the momentum, get some healthy players back, and who knows? Maybe we'll add to the list of this little trophy we have sitting
there. Yes, we did bring the Johnson Cup, or Ted brought the Johnson Cup, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, the original Johnson Cup.
Yes.
But getting back to this week's game, now the Bay Foxes are leading the Crunch 141-73. Unless Reuben Randall scores 68 or more points, the Bay Foxes will move to 5-2. Now this is usually where I say stranger things have happened, but honestly, I don't think I've ever seen anything as strange as Reuben Randall scoring 68 points, so I feel pretty safe about this, and I'm drinking a beer right now to celebrate that victory. I wish I had similar good news for the Fellas, but unfortunately Roger's team is in the midst of a 141-54 beatdown at the hands of the Elkton Underdogs. The good news is you still have Giants kicker Josh Brown left to play. But the bad news is you would need 92 points from Brown to win. Now, I know nothing stranger has happened than a kicker scoring 92 points. So I'm sorry about your dire circumstances here, Roger. But on the bright side, you're going to have a chance to talk about the Fellas' glory days, right, of the 90s.
Well, look, before we get done and go to the glory days, 33 field goals in a game by a kicker is not completely unheard of. So I am still mathematically alive.
Might even throw a touchdown.
Exactly. Field goals.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes.
So, you know, if they line up for a field goal on every possession, run a fake, and he gets
50,
a touchdown.
If they're 50-yarders, then you only need, like, 20-something, right?
Yeah. So, that's the end of this week. On to the glory days. Because at this point, with the way this season's going, that's about all that I have going for me.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get back to the history that we want to talk about. Just so everyone knows, we all met during our freshman years at Widener University back in September of 1989. Whew. It's interesting to note that we have three of the four major engineering disciplines covered. Roger,
did you get 2 degrees in those 6 years, Roger?
5 years, Ted.
Oh, sorry.
So we have Roger covering civil engineering, Ted covering mechanical engineering, and me covering chemical engineering. We also played three different major varsity sports at Widener. Ted was on the football team, I was on the basketball team, and Roger was on the baseball team.
I don't think that classifies us as athletic anymore.
But no. Yeah, some of us still play basketball, as evidenced by my black eye over here.
I play golf, and Ted's an athletic supporter.
Yeah, that's
true.
Thank
you, Roger.
I think a couple of us fooled around with rotisserie baseball during our college careers, but we didn't actually start the year until the year after we graduated.
Well, actually, that's a good point, Jeff. I think I remember in 1993 when you and I did a mano-e-mano. Actually, it could have been the 94 baseball season, mano-e-mano rotisserie baseball. And I think it was at the end of that that you started talking about the football season.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess one of the things I wanted to ask, because I have no recollection at all of, like, asking you guys to join this league. Do you have any recollection at all of being asked to join the league?
I remember the start. I remember you talking about it. But like I said, I think for me it was a natural progression after the baseball rotisserie league. You're like, hey, this football thing somebody talked about. You pointed us to the direction of the Sporting News magazine. Looked at the salary cap. I remember the discussions, but I don't know why. I don't, you know, what made you think of starting it?
I don't either. I remember it coinciding with baseball season, and ironically enough, I do remember the Phillies were having a major collapse.
Right.
During the, as we were going through this, and there was a lot of talk back and forth between the two sports and the Phillies really falling out of first place and kind of choking away the season. But I don't remember how.
That's a good point.
The initial conversations came up.
That's how you got the name of your team, right?
Yes, it was actually. Yeah, I do remember the story. It was the name of the team was supposed to be the Phillies, and when I had put down in parentheses a little saying, you couldn't read my handwriting and made it the Fellas, and we just let it go.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Oh.
That's maybe what I said back then, but I just didn't want that name. Kind of like, I didn't want the stigma of that name because I figured the Phillies would never win anything ever again. But you put Phillies, and then after that you put, or you put,
I put fell,
and then
as in out of first place. And so, then IES.
So it was, so I shortened that to fell us.
Right.
Fell us. Philadelphia fell us.
There we go.
And what the funny thing is, you never protested. Like,
no, I not, just, you know what?
You just kind of rolled with it.
I did. It was kind of a, you know, a dumb thing. And I just said, forget it. I'm not going to.
Here we are.
Look, if we're going to argue about this on day one, we're never going to make this league successful. So I let it go.
And now you, not, you know, because you stuck with that, not only are you an original member that has played all 22 seasons, but you're the only member to play all 22 seasons without a name change.
How about that?
There we go.
Because we both, Ted and I both changed the names of our team over the course of the year.
One might say there's a lack of creativity with that choice, but others might just revere it.
And it should be noted that Ted's wife, Susan, current owner of the Perk Valley Peeps, changed her name, I believe, five times. It was at least four times, but at least five times.
Oh, wow. I don't know about five. Oh, she might have changed the hometown?
Well, Audubon Bonds.
North Penguins.
North Penguins.
And the PV Peeps.
There was at least one more in there.
There's
too.
I don't.
There was a trooper or something in there too.
Well, I was a trooper shit kicker.
You were the trooper
while.
Shit kicker.
Yeah, yeah. But then we kind of cleaned up the naming.
It's been
in Ted's defense, even though he changed his name, it was more of a relocation because he went from the Tamaqua shit kickers to the trooper shit kickers.
Well, I will say too, with Susan's team, she probably changed her team name more than she's changed her rosters.
That is true.
She's a one and done. Start the season and then forget it.
Yeah,
and she's done quite well even.
And
with
she's
that.
Done well. She's gone to the Fantasy Bowl twice.
Yeah.
And so shout out to Susan.
Yeah.
And she's responsible for the ESFFL logo and the ESFFL t-shirts from a couple of years ago. So great contributor. And Ted has it on underneath his Eagles jersey. Beautiful.
Very nice.
And on top of that, she also designed our company logo.
There you go.
So,
shout out.
All right. So 1994 was the first season, and I'm just wondering, I have your rosters from that original season along with my own, and I'm just wondering, do you remember any players that you had on your roster Your first season.
So
1994.
I have one that sticks out in my mind that I don't know if it was 94 or not, but Natrone Means Business. Did I have him in 94?
Well, turn it over. I gave you the sheet there.
Let me take a look.
I should have made two copies so I could have kept one.
All right, let me look. Let me look. There he is.
Natrone Means. So
1994.
Herman Moore. I had Aikman. Shh.
Troy Aikman. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm trying to think of the error here so I can come up with.
Sorry. Okay. All right.
94.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you give me some, and I'm gonna,
the one that
I think I had Natrone Means as well. I'm guessing
that I might add that was my biggest gripe.
Did I have Natrone Means
to begin the season? I don't see him on your list.
Okay. No. Well, maybe that's why I was.
So I was thinking over my rot. The one I could remember because he was my first ever fantasy football man crush was was Craig Ironhead Hayward.
Oh yes.
And he was $360,000 that first season, yeah, which I believe was the minimum salary back then.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a couple 250s on the list.
Oh, was there?
There are.
So I'm wrong about that.
But they might have been pickups or something.
I don't know.
But interesting.
Low salary nonetheless. He played at Pitt along with a former classmate of mine in high school, and I see here that in week one of that season, he scored 1 point. So,
that's why
I didn't do well in 94.
I can't think of it. Honestly, I'm drawing a blank.
By the way, for those listening at home, Jeff is wearing the eye black that says Iron Head, just like his son has worn. Yes.
So let's see. Let's look at Rodgers' team here.
What do you got there, Rodgers?
John Elway. Marion Butts.
Wow.
Remember Marion Butts?
I did. They were on the same team.
San Diego, same as...
No. Well, Elway was... Natrone
Means. Yeah.
Was he San Diego. Butts this year was New England.
Oh,
I think
he
was with San Diego as well.
Okay.
Barry Sanders.
Of course.
Wow.
Miller. I don't even know who A. Miller is. And Copeland.
Anthony Miller.
Horace Copeland. Alvin Harper.
Norm Johnson, the kicker.
Distant cousin.
Yeah, I think I had Wilson was too.
Royster.
Michael Royster.
He was a popular guy.
Wasn't he a local guy? I can't remember if he was local here too. I had Novacek as tight end. Herman Moore was my favorite.
And that's not Amari Cooper.
Cooper. Dad?
I don't know who that was.
Minnesota.
B-roll. Well,
so that was the other thing. I thought that wasn't the Jake Reed years then. Remember, Jake Reed was pretty big back in the
day. Well, and these are the initial rosters to start the season. So he might have been picked up as the season went on.
So you had, we all had.
Oh! He might have been.
Did you have.
That's Roger's dog, by the way. I think there's someone at the door, so Roger will step away for just a second.
Yeah, no, that, if I might add, then that actually is one point that we'll probably segue into, but I think by the end of the season, everyone had Natrone Means, and that gave me a little bit of...
So there was no... Everyone was a free agent.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter if you were on a team or not, you were available to everyone throughout the year. Also in 1994, there was no head-to-head competition.
Correct.
That didn't start till 1995.
Which, we also, if you're looking at the roster, we didn't have a specific tight end position.
No,
it was wide receiver slash tight end.
Right.
And the amazing thing about that was, despite being a tight end, Ben Coates was like huge that first year. Everybody had him on the roster towards the end of the season.
Well, I'm looking at Ted and I both had B-roll and A. Cooper on our initial. Jeff, did you have either of them?
I didn't. I stunk the first couple years. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm looking at the name that on your Tom Hilliker.
Yeah. Goodness.
Tom Hilliker is actually he was a one and done.
He was like our age when we were in our 20s.
Yes. Right? He's actually one of my parents' friends that we've known for a really long time. And he was up at we go up to Lake George, and my brother and I were doing the list and we talked him into it.
Nice.
And so he got into the league, sucked really bad.
You spoke with him.
Tom?
Yeah.
My parents, he still goes on vacation with my parents, so.
Because we will see that over the years.
All right, well, listen, we're already 15 minutes into this, so we're going to make this a two-part special. Because we have a lot to cover yet.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short break and be right back with you.